time for some basketball talk as we welcome in John Corrales of Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast. Hello there, John.
Hey, Rich. How's it going?
Doing well, thanks. Having a little Mardi Gras celebration here. Very muted. It's basically just Kerry wearing beads.
We're going to throw some beads?
That's it. And you know, let's be straight. He had to do nothing to earn them.
Nor should he have.
No, not at this point. Well, let's see. Let's talk about the weekend. Which Celtics team is for real? The one that beat the Pacers or the one that got smacked around by the awful Indiana Pacers?
Well, it depends on the day. A little bit of both. And it depends on, you know, full health. And it's pretty clear that this Celtics team has, like, very little margin for error. You have to, they have to be whole, and they have to have a full rotation and guys in specific roles, and they have to play a certain way. They have to make sure that they're not settling for jumpers. If they're not moving the ball on offense, if they're not defending the way they normally have during this January, February, where they've been the best defense in the league, then you're going to see a game like they had against Indy. If they play and defend and move the ball and push it, then you're going to see a game like they had against Brooklyn and even the close against Detroit. So this is the same Celtics team. It's just, how are they deciding to play on any given day?
Well, overall, though, another good month. February saw them go 9-2, and really, it's been some impressive work since the start of January.
Yeah, the numbers since January 1st have been pretty nice. You know, the two losses notwithstanding to two teams that they could have beaten. So it very easily could have been an 11-0 month, which would have been amazing. But as we saw from January 1st, best defense in the league, ninth best offense. So top 10 in both with a number one net rating. That's going to keep you in contention. That's going to be something that gives you a chance to win and beat basically any team that's out there. Their shooting has been great. Their true shooting percentage, which folds in free throw shooting and three-point shooting, has steadily risen. And when you look at it from the first couple months of the season to where it is the past couple months of the season, you can even boil it all down to shots are falling for them. So it's been a good couple of months. They figured some things out. And I think it all starts with the defense. When you're stopping teams and you're getting out and running and getting layups, getting easy shots, getting to the free throw line, it stands to reason that the three-pointers will fall because you're more comfortable. You're seeing the ball go in. You're feeling good about yourself. So they just need to keep that up.
And if you look closer at some of the numbers, and you've posted them on Boston Sports Journal, it looks like two areas where they could improve. Obviously, the big one would be rebounding and then turnover percentage.
Yeah, they do have a problem with the turnovers. Sorry, I'm walking into the arena right now. They do have a problem with the turnovers, and that has continued to be a problem. Yeah, you every once in a while they get a little too loose, and I'm okay with them turning the ball over if they're trying to push the ball and they're kicking it ahead, and every once in a while a pass goes flying into the stands. Like, okay, that's going to happen. A little added ball movement. A shot clock violation, okay, you know, you want to be more aware, but as long as they're trying to do the right thing, I'm okay with it. But what they need to tighten up is the ball handling, live ball, turnovers, where they're a little sloppy, they're playing too much in a crowd, going 1-on-3, those things need to be cleaned up. And when it comes to the rebounding, it's just more keeping the other team off the boards, keeping the, like we saw that against the Detroit Pistons in the game they lost before the break. Keeping the other team off the offensive rebounds, stop giving them second chances, that's going to help a lot in making some of these games a lot easier. So rebounding for sure, the turnovers, that's just a focus thing. So hopefully in the next month and a half, they can clean that up.
Well, let's talk about tonight. What do you expect we'll see against the Atlanta Hawks?
Well, I think part of it being a national TV game, it was moved on to TNT. So I don't think guys want to embarrass themselves on national TV. So I think we are going to see a little bit more focus. We are going to see a little bit more of the style of play. Now the question is, does Trae Young hit some of the shots that he missed in the last game that they played? If he does, then this is going to be a tight game. But if the Celtics can play that defense and make his life a little miserable, then maybe they can pull away. But I do expect the Celtics, after the loss, after a game where they're being questioned, and because the game's moved on to national TV, I think these guys are going to come out with a little bit more focus than they've had in the past couple of games.
And you talked about this on the podcast, too. It's important for the Celtics team not to get, what you call getting drawn into rock fights.
Yeah, I think they're, just by virtue of how they like to play, it's very easy for another team to, even when they switch to a zone, or maybe they start switching a lot on defense, especially when we see the Pistons do this. They switched a lot on defense, and the Celtics like to go matchup hunting in those situations. So when that's the case, you really have to start, if you're Ime Udoka, running some sets. When you see that happening, just run some sets to kind of get them out of that, break them of that habit. It's almost like, they get into a trance. You got to snap them out of it. Because Tatum and Brown and a lot of these guys are good at exploiting mismatches, but you don't want that to be the only thing that happens in the offense, because then everything stagnates. So they got to stop being drawn into those games, and they have to acknowledge and admit that even though Tatum and Brown especially might feel like, hey, we're good at exploiting certain mismatches, you got to be more judicious about when you're doing that. If you're only doing that, and you're kind of freezing out your teammates, and this Celtics team, you need those teammates to be good for them to have a chance to win.
Hey, it could be worse. They could be the Lakers. What an ugly situation there.
Look, the Lakers, we knew going into the season that there was a strong chance that wasn't going to work. There was no middle ground. Westbrook was either going to figure it out or he wasn't. And he hasn't. And with the injuries, like when I say a team needs to be whole, that team definitely needs to be whole, and they're not. So without Anthony Davis, there's just no, they don't have the depth. They went so all in on Russell Westbrook, and they filled everything out with 8 or 9 minimum contracts. If that didn't work, which it hasn't, there's nobody to lean on. You can't lean on Carmelo Anthony for too much. You can't lean on some of these guys for too much. So Lakers are a mess. I keep thinking like, they might be dangerous. They might figure it out. I just don't see that. I don't see anything at all helping them get past anybody in the playoffs.
The only thing I know about the Lakers, right? The only thing I know about the Lakers is I really want to see the new HBO deal based on the Jeff Perlman book on the Lakers.
Fun, man. The Showtime Lakers, the 80 Showtime Lakers, that's always a fun story. So it'll be fun to see how that's told through that lens. LA, Dr. Buss, that whole element out there, such a nice contrast to what we had in Boston over here. That I think that's going to be a fun one.
And I still, back when we didn't have basketball there for a while, and they were showing some of the old games out of the archives, boy, anytime it was Lakers and Celtics from the 80s, that was a sweet thing to watch.
Yeah, I mean, it's so the memories are so great. And it just carries through. Like, it doesn't matter where in the timeline they are. Whenever you see Celtics jerseys on the floor and Lakers jerseys on the floor, that just brings out some of the extra juices, right? It didn't even matter, if there are two teams that are 30 games under 500, you just always expected a battle. It's always fun to watch those guys.
No question about that. Well, enjoy the game tonight, John. We appreciate it as always, and we'll visit with you again next Tuesday.
All right. Talk to you then.
You got it. John Corrales, Boston Sports Journal, and the Locked On Celtics podcast.